Now, first of all, I've got a story. It's one that you're all familiar with because not so many years ago, I don't know, probably three, four, something like that, this was all over the news headlines. The Tham Luang Cave, a sprawling 10-kilometer maze, a playground for adventurous boys, a place where they had traced the mountain's veins and carved their names into its secrets, would soon become something else entirely. A suffocating blackness. The relentless monsoon rains came. Water thick as ink surged through the labyrinth, swallowing light, swallowing air, swallowing hope. Deep within the mountain, jagged rock coiled into a treacherous maze. An unforgiving tomb that had swallowed the 12 boys and coach of the Wild Boar soccer team. They were lost, trapped. Their survival hung by a thread. Cut off by the rising waters, they had no choice but to retreat deeper, ever deeper into the unknown. They couldn't escape. They could not save themselves. There was nothing left but waiting. One by one, their torches flickered. One by one, their light failed. Darkness closed in, so absolute, so final, that only whispers and touch remained. Days passed, each minute seeming to be a never-ending timelessness. But then, 8 days in, against all odds, two divers bringing hope found them. But discovery was only the beginning. Now came the impossible journey out, a rescue so dangerous that seasoned cave divers knew the odds were slim. There was no easy way through the maze. Narrow tunnels plunged beneath floodwaters, twisting blindly, leaving no space for error. For the boys, untrained and afraid, the way out had to be prepared. Threading the ropes that would guide them through the perilous, twisting labyrinth of passages, divers stashed supplies of oxygen tanks, a deadly task. Saman Kunan, a former Thai Navy SEAL, a warrior, a man who understood danger and met it head on, plunged into the tunnels, ferrying oxygen tanks, gripping the guide rope with unwavering focus. The water consumed him, silt rising thick as smoke, suffocating sight, swallowing the world into blackness. His universe shrank, reduced to touch, to sound, to the faint flickering glow of his lamp. Each oxygen tank placed at key markers meant another step towards saving the boys. Kunan swam deeper into the caves, pushing past one marker, then another and another, methodical in his movements, fighting against the currents, pressing forward until he reached his target. He placed his load at the designated marker. His goal achieved, he turned for home, his mind sharp, his breathing a mantra. His muscles burned against the pull of the water. The tunnel walls pressed close, a grave in waiting. He checked his watch. Time was gone, his oxygen almost nothing. He held his breath, willed his body to move. A warrior doesn't surrender. He fought, pushing, forcing himself forward. His dive buddy coaxed and pulled, but the next tank was too far. Instinct roared, the body resists death. His hands clawed, his legs kicked, his thoughts fractured into memories, brilliant, sharp, alive. The black water pulsed, moments of his life flashing in the void. Then darkness, silence, his life expired. Saman Cunnan gave everything for hope. The boys were rescued in the days that followed, carried through the tunnels, each accompanied by expert divers, every movement rehearsed, every risk calculated. They emerged from the cave to the glare of cameras, to headlines screaming victory. The impossible had been done. For a moment, the Wild Boars eclipsed football's greatest names, but the greatest name in that story was Saman Cunnan, the man who gave everything to give the lost hope. The world held its breath and then rejoiced when those boys were finally rescued, brought to the surface, their remarkable ordeal coming to an end. Trapped deep underground, they had no way out, no power to change their circumstance, their only hope that someone would come, someone would rescue them. But the rescue had a price. The life of Saman Cunnan, a warrior accustomed to confronting danger, yet as his oxygen slowly ran out, what must have he felt? Knowing he would never make it, that he would die. His thoughts surely turned to his family, his children, his friends, all left behind. Why did he risk his life? Why did he give it? He gave it to bring hope to the hopeless, to save those who could not save themselves. And that is exactly what Jesus, the Son of Man, did. He said, "I came to seek and save those who are lost. And I give my life as a ransom for many." Like those boys in the cave, men and women today are lost, trapped in our lives, trying to sort things out our own way. And in doing so, we ignore and reject our Creator. But God is no dictator seeking to control our lives. He is a guide, revealing safe and life-giving boundaries within which we might live in joy and peace with Him. Yet we push back. My life, my way. The battle cry of human rebellion. And in our resistance, we get trapped, caught behind the monsoon waters flooding the caves of our lives. Lost, stuck, no way forward, no way out, no way to save ourselves. Rebellion comes with consequences. We all understand that, even if we don't like it. The same is true in our rejection of the infinite, eternal God. Turning away from Him leaves us trapped, facing the rightful, unending penalty of our rejection, with no means of escape. But this is where Jesus enters the story. The Son of God became man to rescue us, to lead us out of the hopeless darkness of life's cave. He came like the divers who struggled through the perilous, twisting labyrinth of passages, submerged by monsoon floods. Like Saman Cunnan, Jesus sacrificed his life to save the lost. God loves us so much that he sent his Son to take upon himself the rightful penalty for our rebellion against him. He suffered the most excruciating death, nailed to a cross, tortured, abandoned, so that those who believe in him might be saved. The Bible tells us he gave his life as a ransom for many. He paid the price so that we don't have to. He offers restoration to God. He has already taken the penalty for you and me, provided we believe. But for those who reject him, the penalty remains. And there is no way out. The Bible tells us, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's judgment. So what about you? What about you? Will you say yes to God? A big yes, a wholehearted response, and be welcomed into his loving arms? Perhaps you need time to consider. Then commit today to truly reflecting on God's offer. It's like saying a little yes, an intentional step towards seeking the truth. Or maybe you're just beginning this journey. Then say a healthy maybe, a willingness to explore, ask honest questions and say, God, I will look into this. Today, Ramesh will be baptized. Baptism is no magical ritual, but a powerful symbol. When someone believes in Jesus, God dwells with them. It is as if they have died to their old rebellious life and are radically transformed, reborn into an eternal life that lives in harmony with God. Baptism reflects this truth. As Ramesh is immersed into the water, it symbolizes his death with Jesus, his departure from his old life of rejection and rebellion. As he rises again, it represents his resurrection with Jesus, his new life restored to God because Jesus has paid that never-ending penalty for him. And through his baptism today, Ramesh declares before all of us, I now belong to God's family. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have made this provision to rescue us from the deepest, darkest cave where we all reside until you reveal yourself to us. Until, like those divers, you break through and we see you as our rescuer. And we ask, therefore, Father God, that if we know your rescue, you would give us hearts of joy, that we might rejoice in you and we might celebrate that you have removed us from that cave. And Lord, if we're still there in that cave, we ask that you might help us to see you, that you would find us and you would take us out of there. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came and sacrificed yourself in our place. We praise you and thank you for that. And ask then that you would help us to live in this new life for your glory. And we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay.